And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
This is a gross exaggeration and a fabrication.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some floating, suffer a nightmare, celebrate the birthdays of Bernice Petcare and Harry Axt, and have a pity party. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, David Wallachinsky, Irving Wallace, and Amy Wallace put out a series of books titled The Book of Lists. Each of the three books contained hundreds of lists on unusual topics. Now, lately it seems like I'm seeing a lot of articles and postings on Facebook of lists, things like the 10 happiest cities in the U.S., 10 strange things banned by governments, and so on. Well, the other day I came across a list of 13 animal clusters with weird names. Now, most everyone knows that a group of lions is a pride and a group of crows is a murder, but I'll venture that you don't know what a group of coconut crabs is called. Well, here are some musical hints. Thank you. The coconut crab, Burgus latro, is a species of terrestrial hermit crab and is the largest land-living arthropod in the world, with a leg span of up to 3 feet and weighing up to 9 pounds. And you may have figured out from those records what a group of coconut crabs is called. Or maybe not, since those were all instrumentals. Anyway, a group of coconut crabs is called a nightmare. Why, I don't know, although they are kind of scary-looking, and if you had one crawl on you, I suppose you could suffer nightmares. But you probably don't much care about coconut crabs and just want to know what we played in that set. Well, we started off that nightmare set with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra and Tap Dancer's Nightmare from a Decca 78 waxed October 10th, 1935. Tap Dancer's Nightmare was written by Jimmy Dorsey and Larry Clinton. That was followed by someone we rarely play on the show, Clyde McCoy and his orchestra and The Nightmare. The Nightmare was written by Al Handler, Billy Myers, and Lenny Reed Riley, and recorded by McCoy on April 10, 1931, a couple of months before Cab Calloway recorded his version on June 17th. I'll bet if you didn't know the record, you would never guess that we finished up with Ambrose and his orchestra and Mr. Renard's Nightmare. That Sid Phillips composition was recorded in London on February 10, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Well, if a group of coconut crabs is a nightmare, what is a family of crocodiles known as? Actually, there are two terms for a group of crocodiles. One is a basque, and here are some musical hints as to the other.
Just hear that whistle tooting away. Those children singing, banjos ringing till the break of day. Honey lamb, little honey lamb, I'll come back to you in Alabama. Wild fields of sugar cane seem to welcome me again. Floating down to Cotton Town, I got a chill.
On a bubble, throwing kisses at the moon, can't keep my feet on the ground since I've found you care for me. Floating on a bubble, life is just a happy tune. My heart takes heavenly trips since you gave your lips to me. I'm riding high in the sky, having my fun. I go where the breezes blow. I'm throwing rainbows down at everyone and shouting, look out below. Floating on a bubble, singing to the stars above. A million dreams coming true since I fell in love with you.
You've probably figured out from that set of floating songs that a group of crocodiles is afloat. We started off with Fats Waller and his Rhythm, who were floating down to Cottontown on September 9th, 1936. Floatin' Down to Cottontown was composed in 1919 by F. Henry Klickman with lyrics by Jack Frost. Next, it was Sonny Schuyler with Abe Lyman and his orchestra, who were floating on a bubble on January 21, 1937. Floating on a Bubble was written by Dave Franklin and Cliff Friend. And we finished up with the Savoy Orpheans, directed by Carol Gibbons, and they were Floating Through the Air. The vocalist on that October 17, 1927 HMV recording was Cyril Ramon Newton. FYI, some of the other animal group names that I couldn't come up with vintage songs for were Hover of Trout, Boil of Hawks, Glaring, Clouder, Cluster, or Pounce of Cats, Leap of Leopards, Labor of Moles, Troubling of Goldfish, A Mob of Emus, A Business of Ferrets, A Bloat of Hippos, and A Smack of Jellyfish, or more properly, Jellies. And we'll have yet another animal collective noun set at the end of the show.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1894 in New York City of Harry Akst. His career began as a pianist and accompanist for 4 years for Nora Bays, and he became one of the most prolific composers of the era, producing tunes such as Dinah, Babyface, Am I Blue, My Strongest Weakness Is You, and Birmingham Bertha. He served in World War I and at Camp Upton in New York, where he met Irving Berlin, for whom he would later work. He wrote music for the Broadway musicals Artists and Models in 1927 and 1934's Calling All Stars, and in the late 1920s moved to Hollywood to work on film musicals. During World War II, he toured military bases in the U.S. and abroad with Al Jolson. His chief collaborators included Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Burt Kalmar, and he died in Hollywood, California on March 31, 1963. Here are three from the pen of Harry Akst.
Thank you. a crime, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You'll say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Thank you.
With Joe Green on drums and doing some pretty fancy trap work with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, that was There Is a Happy Land, Far, Far Away, from March 13, 1929. That same recording was dubbed onto a 12-inch disc and used in theaters as the overture and exit music for Inspiration Pictures' 1929 World War I film, She Goes to War. Before that, it was Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys and Guilty, from August 21, 1931. The vocal duo there was Elmer Feldkamp and Ed Kirkaby, and you know that Ted Wallace was a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby. We started off our tribute to Harry Axt with Lannon's Southern Serenaders. Sam Lannon, that is, as opposed to his five brothers, who were also band leaders, and I've Got the Joys. That Pathé Actuel 78 was waxed around September 21, 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, August 11th, marked the birth in 1901 in Chicago of the Queen of Tin Pan Alley, Bernice Petcare. And I believe this is the first time that she's had her own segment on the show. She began her show business career at age 5 with an aunt in a vaudeville act called Baby Dolls. She studied voice at the Henshaw Conservatory in Chicago and taught herself to play piano, well enough to land a job with Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, music publishers in New York. She started writing songs while still a teenager but didn't publish her first song, Starlight Help Me Find the One I Love, until 1931. It was recorded by Bing Crosby. Bernice married Fred Behrens, the music director at CBS, and worked composing theme music for radio shows, after which she became a music assistant for Irving Berlin. She moved to Los Angeles in the late 30s to write film scores, and she collaborated on the story and screenplay for the film Sabotage Squad. Bernice Petcare died in Los Angeles on January 7, 2000, at age 98. Her compositions include By a Rippling Stream, The Lady I Love, Did You Mean What You Said Last Night, and these.
Ba 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 ba, that Southland, don't I think? will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Under a midnight sky, watching a single star, thrilled by the beauty up above. Alone, just you and I, hearing a steel guitar, thrilled by the beauty of our love. Close your eyes, rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. Your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday. And love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be here by your side. So won't you close your
much the same to me. Night, just another dream or two. Love, if it isn't in your heart to love me, just me. Love, this is all I ask of you. Stay out of my dream. Stay out of my dream. As long as you won't come into my arms, stay out of my dreams. Why should I spend each night dreaming of lips, lips that invite? Either let me have those lips or leave me alone. Each minute or two, I wake up so blue. I dream that you're out, you're going about with somebody new. When I love you, you know, why do you torture me so? Stay out of my dreams, or else come into my arms. As long as you won't come into my arms, stay out of my dreams. Why should I spend each night dreaming of lips, lips that invite? Either let me have those lips or leave me alone. Each minute or two, I wake up so blue. I dream that you're out, you're going about with somebody new. When I love you, you know, why do you torture me so? Stay out of my dreams, or else come into my arms.
Paul Whiteman discovered Ramona Davies around 1931 when she was touring with Don Bester, who was not recording at the time. When Ramona joined the Whiteman band, Mildred Bailey left due to a disagreement over salary. Ramona started recording with Whiteman in August of 1932 and stayed until around 1938 when she was replaced by Joan Edwards. We heard Ramona and her grand piano in a solo effort recording in Victor's Church Studio No. 2 on Wednesday, April 19, 1933, and Stay Out of My Dreams. Before that, it was Hal Kemp and his orchestra with the vocal by Bob Allen on It's All So New to Me, recorded January 26, 1939. That was preceded by America's Sweetheart of Song, Ruth Etting, with Close Your Eyes, backed by Victor Young and his orchestra, recording in Los Angeles on September 21, 1933. Teaming up with lyricist Joe Young, Bernice composed Lullaby of the Leaves for the 1932 Broadway revue Chamberlain Brown's Scrapbook. It opened at the Ambassador Theater on August 1, 1932, but ran for just 10 performances. Despite that, the tune was introduced on the radio by Freddie Behrens and his orchestra, and there were soon records made by Ben Selvin and Connie Boswell. We heard it by George Olson and his music in an unidentified vocal sextet from April 14, 1932. Other recordings of Lullaby of the Leaves were made at the time by Enrique Madriguera, Joe Hames, and Adrian Schubert, and it has since become a jazz standard. At the risk of driving this whole animal collective noun thing into the ground, a group of turtle doves is called a pittying. So for this final segment of the show, we're going to have a pity party, beginning with Eddie Duchin and his Central Park Casino Orchestra.
Thank you. It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last, it's like a dream, the two of us, a perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted, you with the neighbors, I had silly labors. What joys untasted, you reading Heine, I somewhere in China. Happiest of men I'm sure to be, if only you will say to me, it's an awful pity we never, never met before.
Thank you. It's something you cannot dictate. Falls upon you without saying where. You just took my heart to play, and then you threw my heart away. Lost one heart will find her peace return. Now the stars are not so bright, dear. The world is not so right, dear. Can't do anything but frown. You turned my heaven upside down. Please pity my heart. Oh, what use is my scheming? And what good does my dreaming? Skies that once were blue are gray. Since you no longer look my way, please pity my heart. You know it's hard for me to hide the longing, dear, for you. And it's hard to still my choking heart whenever you. And though they can't come true, dear, I'll still dream dreams of you, dear. I never shall forget the past. Since you have found your love at last, please pity my heart.
Mills Blue Rhythm Band, April 28, 1937, with Chuck Richards providing the vocal on Please Pity My Heart. The band started out in Harlem in 1930 as the Coconut Grove Orchestra, but the name was changed the following year when Irving Mills became the group's manager. Other names used by the group along the way included the Blue Ribbon Band, the Blue Racketeers, Earl Jackson's musical Blackberries, Duke Wilson and his 10 Blackberries, and King Carter's Royal Orchestra. The band made about 150 sides for various labels before disbanding in 1938. Before that, we heard Harry Roy and his Café Anglais Orchestra and City Pity Me from March 1, 1933. The music was composed by Vincent Getz, and the Collie Knox lyrics were sung there by Ivor Morton. We started off our pity party with a band not often heard on the show, Eddie Duchin and his Central Park Casino Orchestra with vocalist Lou Sherwood. That was Isn't It a Pity, written by George Gershwin from January 13, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.